Not long ago, I sat down with a cousin of mine who is a freshman in college, and he was telling me about some of the things he had done in high school that set him up for successfully getting into the school that he wanted to go to. And I was really impressed by all of the extracurricular activities, as we always refer to them as, that he was involved in. But I was really more impressed by an initiative that he started in his own school with a nonprofit where he helped give back to the homeless. And what was really interesting was, of course, very noble that he took it upon himself to lead this initiative and to create this organization at his school. But what happened next was totally unexpected. Groups started popping up at other high schools, and these high school extensions of what was a national organization started all tying back to the parent organization. And eventually, what he created in his own individual high school just became the de facto model that everyone followed. And he was brought out to California to speak at the national convention for this organization to share with them his learnings and how he had sparked this mini movement. There are now hundreds of these chapters, for lack of a better term, in high schools around the country, all because of what started with a one-off initiative he created in his school. And the thing I take away from this is, first, amazing work that young people are doing, and the younger generation sometimes gets a bad rap, and it's convenient to talk about how entitled or distracted they are with technology. But young people are doing amazing things, and both my parents were in education and taught elementary students, and I substitute taught for a number of years on and off, and have the utmost respect for educators and also young people today. But the other thing was that you never know what you're creating might lead to. And I think it's sometimes limiting to start a project or actually refrain from starting a project simply because you don't think it's going to really matter. And I've talked a lot on this podcast about just getting going and sharing your work and a lot of the other philosophies that I've studied and tried to put to use. And this one just really reminded me that if you feel passionate about something, if you really want to do something, go for it. It might not turn into something really big, but it might, and you could have a really big impact. The other thing I wanted to touch on was a movie recommendation. There's a Netflix documentary called Jim and Andy that tells the story of Jim Carrey, his career, and that of Andy Kaufman, who he played in the movie Man on the Moon. And there was footage of Jim that he had a film crew following him around while he was making that movie. And he went really, really deep into the character, the extreme of method acting, and refused to be spoken to as anything but Andy Kaufman, the character that he was playing, or Andy's alter ego, who he sometimes played in the movie. But Jim is a really deep cat, and he goes into a lot of things he struggled with in his career, as well as some of the things that inspired him in his personal life. His father was fired from a job that he deemed to be pretty safe, and this made it even more painful because he had chosen that path over some more creative interests and ambitions. And in the movie, Jim says, when you compromise and fail, it hurts even more than failing at what you love. And that one hit me pretty hard and inspired me to want to keep doing the things that make me passionate. So I hope you'll do the same. This is Curse of the Marketer. I'm Brady Sadler. This is my audio diary of sorts where I explore a number of things, including what I plan to be a more produced podcast. And I've got some ideas on that that I'll share with you in the not too distant future. Thanks for listening.